Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you once again. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. We're so blessed to be here this morning. We're thanking God once again for life, health, and strength, and being able to come before you this morning and just knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And this morning, we're just going to praise God, go praise God, and to praise God the message and have a short word of prayer and just thank God for just rising, letting us rise this morning with use and activities of our limbs and being closed in our right mind. And the blood is yet running warm in our veins. It is a blessing, Father, and we thank you once again, God, for forgiving us for every iniquity and shortcoming, praise God, that has occurred. And God, we know that you are the God of you're the God of all mankind. And Father God, you have blessed us once again with a new day, with mercies, fresh mercies to begin. And Father, as we come this morning, let your word go forth this morning, Father God, with clarity and understanding. Praise God that it may be a blessing to the listeners and be edifying to those that hear it this day. Father God, you said your word will go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. And God, if the word is being sent this morning, bless it, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we ask that you would just bind Satan and his activities throughout your day, the things that you have placed against us and for us. Praise God that he will make war against the enemy at any time we should dash our foot against a stone. And we are grateful, praise God, to know, God, that you love us enough, praise God, to protect us from the hands of the enemy. And Father, we do give you praise. Bless this day. Let it be a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, praise God, we're talking about, praise God, arming yourself for suffering. Why are we talking so much about suffering? Because so many people are suffering today, praise God, and praise the Lord, and they don't know, praise God, where to go, what to do, who to turn to, how to handle it. But I want to let you know, praise God, that you must be able, praise God, to stand in the times in testing and the times of storm and the times of tribulations. And we know, praise God, that, you know, suffering will come, but will you be able to stand? Now, we're going to start, praise God, with the message today, and the message is arming yourself for suffering, okay? Arming yourself for suffering, okay? And we need to know, praise God, that suffering will come. It will come, people. But we start out, praise God, with this. Therefore, since Christ, praise the Lord, has suffered in his flesh, and he armed us, as we're telling us, arm yourself also with the same purpose. There's a purpose. Because we who have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sin so as to live the rest of our time in the flesh no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For the time already is past. Okay? It is sufficient for you to have carried out the desires of, as God can say, as the Gentiles did back in the day, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, drinking, parties, adulteries, all these things they went through as well. We're not going through anything, people, that has not already happened. Okay? And it is all like, it's just like this. They are supposed to, and they are surprised that you do not run with them into the same. God is saying to you, I'm trying to show you that you don't need to go through this. This has already been done. I'm trying to tell you and show you a way that you don't have to go through it. It's the same way, praise God, with a parent. He's telling the child, don't do this because I've done this before and this is what happened. But you see, sometimes you have to move back and let a person experience what you're talking about before they realize I can do it a better way. And what he was saying is, he was saying, I don't want you to go through the same things that the Gentiles were, you know, as we're going through, or the people before us, or the Old Testament did. I'm trying to show you some ways that you can do things a little bit better. Now, for the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead, that through they were judged in the flesh as men, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God. You have a purpose, praise God. See, your flesh wants to dominate your spirit. And what the Lord is saying to us is, I want to show you a more excellent way, because the flesh is an enemy to God. It will all has and it will always be an enemy to God. But now there are many good reasons in this message, praise the Lord, to believe that the great commission of the Lord, it will not be completed without suffering. Suffering brings about, praise God, civility. It brings about, praise God, your anointing is getting, you know, and we can't understand why this, but why not? Everything is not given to us on the silver platter. And one of these reasons is that when Jesus said that the gospel will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, he also said in the same content, you will be hated by all nations. Matthew 24:9-14. In other words, what he was saying is, wherever you go among the nation, your effort to bring good news of everlasting life will be met with joy in some and danger in others. Do you not know, in anger and everything, that people don't like you because you talk about the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know I was fired off of my job because the woman said she didn't like me? It wasn't that she didn't like me. She didn't like the Christ in me. This lady, I never seen this lady a day in my life, but she didn't like the Christ in me. She didn't like me. She didn't like what I stood for, the Christ in me. But it's all right, because I know, praise God, I know the enemy. And another reason for us to believe, praise God, that the commission God gave us, a great commission, will not be completed without suffering, as it's Paul. Paul suffered as an evangelist. You're filling up on what he's lacking in his Christian affliction. Paul suffered. In Colossians 1:24, it tells us, in other words, God's purpose is that the affliction of Jesus, that, you know, that preached, that it be preached, that it be preached, praise God, to all mankind, our salvation be intimidated and demonstrated in what? In our belief of that salvation we talk about. We would not be filled, it would not be fulfilled without the suffering. Is that Jesus sent out the great evangelist by saying, as the Father has sent me, so send you. You know, we got all these saved people that want to be Christians, want to be this, evangelists and missionaries. They want to be all these things, but they don't want to suffer. They want to look pretty with the big hats on and the fine suits and stand up in the pulpit. That's not, baby, listen to me, that's not missionary work. No. You got to get out there in the hedges and the highways and tell the people and bring, praise God, the word to the people. They must hear the word of God. It's not the way you dress or the way you look or the way you stand or how you speak. Baby, it's bringing life to the dead world. Amen. This is why God was saying the commission must be fulfilled. And it's not going to be fulfilled with everything you said. People's not going to like you. But you know, praise God, it doesn't matter. You don't have to love me or like me. But I know I got everything I need, and there's Jesus on my side. And because, see, people hear you coming, they see you coming, they don't want you to talk about sin, they don't want to talk about repentance, they don't want you to talk about salvation. All they want to hear is a blessed word. The Lord is going to give them this and going to bless them with that. But you must give them, praise God, the bread of life. The bread of life, which is the word of God. Amen. And he said it, praise God, he says, in the suffering of Jesus, that he sent out evangelists by saying, as the Father has sent me to you, so I send you. I have called the master of the house to Beelzebub. How much more the members of the household? See, that means God had sent something out, praise God. He needed to send a word to that house, praise God, was what? That house was on its way, was full of destruction. In Matthew 10:25, and he says, too, he said, Timothy, as he carried on the work of the church, planting in Ephesus and spreading the gospel throughout Asia, Acts 18:19. Do not be ashamed, but share in suffering for the gospel in the power of God. Much is given, much is required. Take your share of suffering as a good soldier. A good soldier. Not weeping and pitiful. And talking about why did this happen to me. David, take it. It is for the gospel's sake, not just for your gossip, for you gossiping and meddling in everybody else's business. That's something different. But if you have been thrown, you know, been stoned and being talked about and being ridiculed and being ostracized because you are doing something for the Lord's work, then, hey, baby, take it with a smile and keep walking. Enduring suffering, do the work of an evangelist. Do the work of those that God has sent you to do. Do what God has called you to do. You know, I look at praise God sometimes and I'm like, Lord, the church is dying. It is dying, not the church. I'm not talking about the building. That's why I have to keep expressing. I'm talking about the individuals, the people. But the Bible did declare there will come a time that there will be a great falling away from the faith. And the time is now. People don't want to talk about the Lord anymore. They don't want to be involved in the gospel, the word of God anymore. Everybody got their own thing they're doing. But it's only one way, and that's God's way. And why should we expect to suffer? Why shouldn't we expect to suffer if we are part of God's advance and the rescue operation? What Paul called turning people from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God in Acts 26:18, I know I want to be a part of that operation. Shouldn't you too? And I believe I am a part of that operation. And that is why when I look at the book of Peter, it is so relevant to us today. It is the main aim is to help Christians endure suffering and choose suffering over sin and over silence. We as Christians, we don't want to go through what we want everything because we say we saved. We figure, oh, we can dodge the bullet. There's nothing going to happen. But see, your faith is being tried in your suffering. It is being tried. That's what it does. It's try you. But see, what we do, we need help because we are struggling. We are well armed. So you must be well armed when the suffering comes and when the struggle comes. We must be well armed. That's why we have to know what armor we need to put on anytime we're in a battle. You cannot go out into the battlefield and fight with a pair of Michael Jordans on. Mm-hmm. You know, and some pants with Rockaware. Come on now, because it's a name brand. Them bullets don't know anything about you with all of that. Baby, you got to be well armed. The devil don't care nothing about what you put on and how much you pay for it. What he know is he's out to destroy you. He's out to sift all the good in you out. That's why he's out there. Now, to encourage you, praise God, to know, praise God, what you should put on in a place of a battle, a place of a war, you must understand this. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, and arm yourself likewise, also with the same purpose. You're going to have to do the same thing. But I encourage you to choose suffering if it's necessary is that Christ did. Don't try to get around it. I ain't going to do that. I'm not going through that. If Christ did it, then you should too. It didn't just really happen to him, now, don't get me wrong. Or he chose it. No one takes my life, he says, from me, but I lay it down of my own accordance, John 10:18. What he was saying is that I have accepted this proposal, that I suffer to gain. Christians are meant to have the same vocation as their king, okay, as the Lord did. That we cross barriers. We must be consistent. We must be consistent in our walk with the Lord. Or we may call it with our partnership with the Lord, which brings gladness in times of tribulation. Yes, we'll go through them. We're going to go through them. We are human. We must. There's no way around it. And either way we do it, it makes a Christian. It makes us enter, praise God. Praise God, in a life of long fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that we are getting ready, praise God, to enter in with him with a partnership as the bride and the groom as we enter into the everlasting marriage with the Lord Jesus Christ. We as Christian, praise God, and saints of God and believers, we must make a clean break from sin. There is no sin. There is no sin whatsoever. We must arm ourselves, praise God, the purpose, because we have to suffer in our flesh. We have to cease from sin. And you know what? That is a constant job and a constant work, because we was born shaped in iniquity and sin. Did our mother conceive us? So we have to work constantly. The Bible says, no, there is not one righteous, no, not one. But we have all sinned and come short to the glory of God. Every one of us have sinned it, and we sin in our body, have sin in our body. Forgive me, yes, ma'am. Please listen to me carefully. You're shaped in iniquity and sin. Because the Lord said, yes, you're only righteous through the righteousness of God. But you are still sin. That's why the Bible says there's a thin line between sin and righteousness, very thin. And the reason we say this, praise God, because when we come into the Lord, we still wrestle with our flesh. That's sin. We still go through things that we think we shouldn't be going through. That's sin. We will not be shedded of this body of sin until we meet with the Lord in the air, until we are separated from this fleshly body. That's why he said in his word, praise God, you know, he said, your righteousness is as filthy rags before me. And when the choice comes between suffering and sin, and if suffering sin will be defeated, you will be triumphant. You will walk in the glory of triumph. You must know, praise God, that suffering is going to come. It's a point where you will suffer for righteousness' sake. You have ceased. You must cease from sin. Not perfection, but a clean break with the past sins. You see, that's why I say the devil come, because he know what your shortcomings are. He know what your sins are. He know, praise God, he's well aware with you. He study you. He know all about you. Things that you think he don't know, he do know, yes. And this is why you have to put on the whole armor of God, so that we may live, praise God, the rest of our time in the flesh, but no longer to the lust of men, but with the will of God. When you suffer for what's right, it's a sign that you have renounced the sinful nature and desire to embrace the will of God. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying out there doing things you shouldn't be doing. Me talking about you suffering because you did wrong. The Bible says if you should continue to sin and continue to do the same thing that God has already forgiven you for, the Bible declared that you will be whipped with a many stripes. And so for the sake of righteousness and freedom from sin, arm yourself with this purpose. The past sinning is enough. Any amount of past sinning is enough. It doesn't matter. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. And for the first time, you must remember, past is sufficient. It is enough. As they say, it's enough or whatever. It's enough is enough. And like I tell people all the time, don't tell me that when you were sinning, you liked it. I hated sin when I was sinning. You loved it. You loved it. I ain't going to tell nobody. I never got tired of sinning. I just got caught, and then I want to change, because then you don't want to stop sinning until you get caught. Okay? So we have to understand, praise God, we have to arm ourselves to suffer like Christ. The Gentiles, as we are Gentiles, we have a purpose, and we must pursue, praise God. We must pursue the course, the leading. The things in our life, like the lust and the drunkenness and the corkiness, the drinking and the partying, all these things we must be willing to get rid of. We must be willing to walk away from. We cannot serve two masters. Well, you're going to serve one or hate the other one. Suffering, praise God, will come. But do you need to add to it? Do you know, praise God, the greatest temptation we would deal with would be the suffering for doing right is to cry out that it is unjust and to call for the other person on their account. But we must understand things will come to us that is unjust. But we must understand we have a life to live, and that life is a righteous life to live, that people may see the Christ in our lives. That's right. But they must see the Christ in our life. I remember, praise God, back in the day, there was a time you could look in the church, you can tell, praise God, the people was walking with the Lord. The Lord was in them and they was in him. But now you got to take a second look. Is it real? For real? Is this what this is? But you see, you can't not be sure. You can't be moved by what you see. You got to have to not be moved by what you believe. And you got to believe, praise God, that the Christ dwelleth in you and you in him. Praise the Lord. And we must understand, praise God, that we have to likewise arm ourselves, praise God, as Christians of God in the Holy Ghost and walking through, praise God, in a sinful world and knowing, praise God, that trials and tribulations will come, but we will stand because why? Because the great I am is on the inside of me. I cannot give up because I go through this, I go through that, because it seems like hard time has overtaken me. But that's what it seems like, but not true. Now, most of the time when you suffer for righteousness, God will is. Not that you do the calling onto account, but you have had that your hand, that you give your hand over to him and let him carry you. So reach out and take hold to his hand and let him carry you. You see? You must understand, praise God, that you are not here just to live and be walking through like there is no, as my mom used to say, through the field of the tulips. No, honey, you will go through some just because you say that you are a child of God. Just because you want to be a child of God, you will go through trials and tribulations. You will go through. But arm yourself likewise. You got to arm yourself likewise. The evil deeds may be longer. You long for God by me. But guess what? Then the repentance which was never carried through may be forgotten by me. But you got to understand, you must go through your ordeal, if you are a child of God, a Christian, that you may suffer. When we use the word suffering, people don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer. But you know, so when suffering is wrong and you feel that someone, okay, is getting away with something they've done to you, you leave it in the hands of the Lord, Jesus Christ. He will judge justly. He will do it. The living and the dead, arm yourself with the assurance. It is better to suffer for doing right and to leave the judgment to God. You know, and that's what our problem is. We don't have enough belief in God to believe. And I was saying to myself, praise the Lord, and I say this, that when this thing happened to me, I wasn't angry, but I was surprised because I didn't understand why this had been done. I mean, I did my job, and I was good at it, praise the Lord, and I loved what I did, and I loved serving the people, and this is something. And when she said it to me, I'm like, now, God, why did this happen? I mean, why? And I could not see this until a week or two later, the Lord began to show me this woman was on an assignment. Hallelujah. She was on an assignment because she didn't like the Christ in my life. She didn't like it. When she came in, I said, this woman, she's in here. I said, this woman don't have it, and she have it in for me. Now, I said it, but I didn't pay any attention to it. Then when it happened, I said, Lord, you said it. You showed it to me. And I never got angry. And some people say, she did you wrong. I said, but I leave it in the hands of the Lord. I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not the one, praise God, to sentence her for her evil deed. God is going to take care of that. But I want to let you know, the Lord still has been able, praise God, to take care of me. Praise the Lord. So when someone suffers, when you suffer for wrongly, and you feel that someone is getting away with something they've done to you, leave it in God's hand. Because when God do it, my friend, it is well done. When God work out, praise God, your suffering that you're going through because of someone else's dislike or don't like or hatred, let God take care of it. We will triumph. It's difficult to sustain, to understand. It's very difficult to understand. And that's why the Bible says when people somebody do evil to you, he said, pray for your enemy. Pray for them. And that's a hard thing. I have to admit it. You're going to pray for somebody and did something to you, but you have to arm yourself likewise and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They're not doing it against you. They're doing it against the Christ they see in you. Because they don't like what you represent. But the gospel has for its purpose, referring back to the verse, to save people from judgment, to speak the gospel to people about Christ, and to bring people out from unrighteousness. And this is why, praise God, the attack is upon your life, because you must understand, as Peter said, armor yourself against, he said, I'm sorry, as Ephesians said, said put on the whole armor of God. Put it on. God is telling you to dress for battle. Don't go out, praise God, to fight a battle and you don't have the equipment. The equipment is, praise the Lord, you must have be filled with the word of God. You must, praise God, have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, okay? You must have on your gospel, the shoes of the gospel that you may walk, praise God. Praise God, you must have the preparation of the gospel. You must be fitted for the battle. You can't go out and fight a battle, praise God, and not arm for the war. You have, if you're doing it this way, praise the Lord, you have already set yourself up, praise God, for a big fall and a big disappointment. Because the devil don't care nothing about you. The gospel must be preached, praise God, to the world and to the entire world, praise the Lord. But you must be able, praise God, to stand in the time of a battle as a good soldier, suffering, praise God, for the gospel's sake, knowing, praise God, that your suffering is not in vain. It's not in vain. So if you arm yourself for the purpose of suffering, praise the Lord, you will be, praise God, like Christ. Christ was the one, he said, Christ, praise the Lord, the one we love and follow suffered. When we suffer, we make a clean break with sin. Any amount of past sin is suffered is sufficient. It is enough. Praise the Lord. And the adversary will be brought to justice. Try to handle Satan. God got him. God got Satan. And the thing, next thing, praise God, we who embrace the gospel will triumph over death. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There isn't any. And whatever he leads us, wherever he leads us, we will follow. Whatever it costs, he will pay it. Praise the Lord. We must learn, saints of God and women of God, and for those that are listening, that if you're going through something, make sure you're going through it for the gospel's sake, not because of gossiping. Don't be gossiping about everybody else. If you are gossiping, then when you're going through something, then you put yourself in that situation. But if you are going through something for the gospel's sake, because of the life you live, because of what you confess as being a child of God, you arm yourself likewise as Christ did. Go through your trials and your tribulations. Come out, praise God, as pure gold. Praise God. Come out as a winner, praise the Lord. Praise God, and you knowing, praise God, that suffering that you're going through, praise God, is working out patient in your life, praise God, that God is satisfied with what you are doing and what you are going through. But make sure, praise God, that it's the word of God, praise God, that you are standing for, not for foolishness, and that you are dressed for the war. Because the war will come. The devil will fight you with everything he's got. The Bible declares that he wants to sift all the good in you out. As I said to you before, praise God, the devil comes in seasons. He will come today, may not come back next week or the next 2 weeks, but you best believe, my friend, he will return. Praise the Lord. But I want to let you know today, you have a choice, praise God, that you can suffer like Christ did, putting on the whole armor of God, standing, praise God, making a choice to do the will of God, praise God, and that you will suffer for him, praise God, to suffer for it. You must suffer for Christ, not because of foolishness, amen, and not because of meddling, but you must be suffering because of the gospel's sake of what you stand for, and it's righteousness, and God will intervene on your behalf, amen. What are you saying, praise God? Making a clean break from armor yourself for suffering. Armor yourself. Don't just walk out there, praise God. This is why, praise God, when every police officer hit the street, they got a bulletproof vest. They don't just walk out with their chest open. Why? All the organs is up in the chest, my friend. Yes. They're prepared. They're prepared because everybody's going to aim, because if they hit in the chest, anywhere in the chest, it is death. You understand? So you must understand, praise God, to dress yourself as one for the battle and come out, praise God, in the war with the armor of the Holy Ghost, filled being in fear with the Holy Ghost, and knowing the word of God. Don't just come out being foolish. Don't be just a lackadaisical Christian, but arm yourself with the purpose to suffer for Christ's sake. Praise the Lord. Father, we are grateful this morning. Praise God for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. And Father, those that don't know you today, Father God, give them that opportunity to invite them to come into your life, you into theirs. They be your people, you be their God. If you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, then thou shall be saved. Take that step today and make Christ the Lord of your life and make your burden light and your yoke easy. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my burden is light and my yoke is easy. I pray, praise God, that the word that was spoken today would be ministering to you, praise God, and would make you, praise God, that you can see, praise God, there is a way out of any suffering that you go through. But if you go through the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll come out, praise God, as a winner. Until this time, next time, I want you to be blessed, and you have a blessed day.